You know why they have never found a cure for the rhinovirus, Carolyn?
No, I do not know.
Because it's not a virus at all. It's a condition. It's a response, a knee-jerk reaction. That's why every time they solve it with a certain thingy-thing, then it squirts into something else.
Yeah, that
Perfectly.
makes sense.
That is, well, it does, but why then? So you have to adjust it by how? Make the rhinovirus bigger so it doesn't get absorbed by the body, or make it so small that you don't get the symptoms of it. Both apply.
Yeah, why would the angels help Bob look good since I'm their enemy?
Well, you're not. You're not. They don't have anything
Oh.
to do with it. They don't. See, they
Well,
get
I'm fighting
tangled
the
up.
angels.
Well, you are, but guess what? Guess what?
What?
You also have 8/11 of the tech body.
Yes, that's you working for me, you mean?
Yes, we turn heads. Yes.
Oh, okay, so you mean they haven't got a prayer against me?
No, they don't have a prayer. Worse.
Okay, 2 points.
You
the
are.
blood. They're looking at JW's blood markers. What are blood markers in that context? Just what her blood is measured at?
They're trying to prove that he is not.
He's not what?
There, here, alive, living.
You mean they
nothing.
Want to disprove that he's doing things they don't want to recognize? He's doing things they don't want to recognize. They want to disprove that he's doing something they don't recognize. I understand.
They
right?
have to. They have to. There's no business. There's nothing to keep the doors open if everybody sins, Bob.
Oh, I see. They're trying to find problems in JW.
Or solutions that they can sell. That's what Carolyn would say.
Right. Sell to
and,
him or
and,
to other people?
To other people. They're trying to make their money.
Right.
And that's
right.
Why Carolyn's like, you can't expose yourself to this, blah, 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 blah. And we go, we got it. We know. And she knows. She understands the process.
She's
but
saying don't expose yourself, JW, to the doctor. Stop going there.
Correct. 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 But we have it has to be validated to validate her work.
And right. It's helping her. It's helping
it
her.
Will. It will, and we have to
yeah.
because we have to be in a position to be able to do that because it's the only way it gets validated. Because things don't get validated by you just saying something. Well, I said so-and-so.
Yeah.
Well, it
yeah.
is. Well, no, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Now you just got a big argument. But if somebody else says, oh, my God, this is blah, and they have a reason to validate it, to actually look at it, you see, then there's
okay,
a reason
I
can look at it.
Yeah. So, are you saying that I can beat anybody in words because I'm indifferent to the word's effect? I'm actually living on the level of the tech body post-words? I'm post-words?
Listen to what you're saying. Listen to what you're saying. Listen to what you're saying. You're using words to argue why you're good with words.
Yes.
And wanting us to validate. And wanting us to validate. Not many people in the world even knows what fucking Bloom's Day is. You celebrate it. No, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, no. Are you saying that I'm not affected? Don't cause cancer like for other people. Their words or tongue.
You don't acknowledge.
Cancer?
You don't acknowledge that cancer is. So if that's the truth, then okay, yes. That you don't even
right.
know.
I'm like.
They could say.
I'm like Jackie.
They give you something.
I got the Jackie policy. I don't acknowledge the disease.
Yeah. If you don't know
right?
you got it, you can't. If you don't acknowledge
yeah.
that you have it, you can't suffer from it. And you also don't have to recover from it.
Right. So here's a question. He recommends a book by Northrop Frye, McLuhan's competitor at the University of Toronto in their day, called Words with Power. Now, he may have listened to some Ion and saw, oh, this is the Ion talks about how words have power. Is that what Frye's book is about, Words with Power, or is it literary?
Yeah, it's a terrible rendition, but it basically sets the canonical of how power is supposed to work.
Through words?
Uh-huh.
That, like, is he saying the Ionic principle? And many people didn't
yeah.
know that Ion
yeah.
knew that and said
yeah.
it.
Yeah. We lay it. We lay it low. We lay it low because we don't want that.
You don't want people to be suspicious about words.
Correct.
And the tech body is making that. Yeah, and the tech body is making people relax on their suspicion about words. And they don't know it. It's canceling it. So Fry was making too much out of it by writing a book on it.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So it's not a balanced understanding of the power of words, which Ion's claiming Ion has and knows the disservices of the idea. Yeah, we never said that, but I used to think, well, this makes people superstitious about words, bottles up their labyrinth of their mind even more when they start worrying because they think Ion says the words will cause them to do them in, right?
Right. So, yeah, so it's like if there was no cancer, we wouldn't have anything to worry about. See? And words created cancer. No, words is just no, yeah, no, see, back and forth, rabbit to the stump. And so at the end of the day, you're still screwed.
Yeah, so Ion, I used to say that Ion had to come in and start communicating and didn't have to talk to anybody ever.
Correct.
But decided
to,
because I said we'll go on the radio. So you had the human problem of saying words knowing that people get all tied up with them. That's what they do.
Yeah,
you said that Debbie Reynolds was a whore, and I asked about that, and I mentioned did a lot of couch casting, and back then you had to screw the producers or something to even get in the movie. So it was quite a whorehouse, Hollywood, a lot of screwing by the guys in charge.
Well, now everybody's screwing the same sexes, so they're safe now. They don't screw boys and girls. They screw everything else. They're small farm animals, you know, whatever they can be still with.
Oh, but you're all saying they screw a lot of homosexual screwing.
Now.
Lesbian, homosexual. Yeah, now. Do most actors who go to Hollywood and they left college, they're going to take some courses there, do they actually, not even down deep, know they're going to have to screw to get some gigs and survive?
They don't care. They'll do any. They get in there thinking they're the it, and then they're not it. And so then they go with it, and then they find out what they have to do. And whatever that is, that's what they do.
So
they start, and then once they start.
They start what?
They start off good, but it ends badly.
You mean when they start to have sex, it starts off good. It works. But
No. They show up. They wake up one day from Omaha, Nebraska. And they go, Paul, I'm going to go be Mary Pickford in the silent picture show. I'm going to be Mary Pickford one day. I'm going to be Bill Hickok. Hickok. Remember Bill Hickok?
Yes.
I'm going to do this or do that. Yeah. I'm going to do this or that or whatever that is. Okay, great. Then you do that. So you show up in Hollywood and you find out there's already a Mary Pickford and they're not even going to give you time of day. So then you go down to the Brown Derby for their grapefruit cake, which is the best ever, 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 ever. And you start waiting tables because you got to have some monies. Then you start seeing Marlon Brando and you start seeing Hedda Hopper. Ooh, that Hedda Hopper. If she could talk about me, I'll be somebody. She's going to talk bad about me, but painful intercourse is better than no intercourse at all. You understand that? So then what happens? You ease into this consensual devulsion, where you divulge your condition that you want to be a rock star one day, or a pop star, or a pop phenomenon, Lady Gaga, or a Mae West. Maybe you want to be Mae West. Boy, now that was a phenomenon, wasn't it? So, out of the blue, where'd she come from? She come from somebody's sofer. Okay, and so then they start, and then they got a little look about them, but see, nobody can look because of the Me Too, Me Also, which is all past. Look at Mr. Weinstein, that's all past. But that's not even.
You mean, well, what's past? That Me Too doesn't work, and
fucking
back to
fucking girls, fucking boys. That's wrong. If it's girls fucking girls, then we're just having fun.
Are you saying Hollywood got cleaned up after Weinstein, or it's back to the way it was in Weinstein's day?
It's now turned hard homosexual. Even if they're not gay, they go that way so they don't get caught up in a problem.
Oh, I see. Yeah, the heterosexual is a problem.
Correct, because then they can come back and say, you took advantage of me, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had an orgasm, but I didn't like it. You know? When you have an orgasm you don't like, you know, it's pretty good rape when you have orgasms over it.
Okay, so there's a wrinkle of the pattern has happened with Me Too. So you're going on. So yeah. You get in there and you start to get a few gigs because you screwed people.
And then you start. Then you get noticed. Then you do. They find out what you're willing to do. And they have to, they'll take you and they'll put you into the, you can be into the place where you go to digging in and going over to Paramount to find out what they're doing. And you become a spy. So RCA.
No, wait, I missed what you said there. You start doing, getting gigs, and then what? You go over to Paramount? Why did you get to do that?
Then they send you, the people that noticed you, send you into the movie theaters, stores, places where they make movies. Theaters, sound sets, to spy to see what people are working on.
Oh. And so you also become a spy.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what happens? Then your sin comes bad. Where's the bad? They start screwing too much, or they become a star, and that it makes it worse? Like, what's the bad level when it gets bad?
When they realize that they have to go through all this and then they get left at the altar and they wake up in a death puddle like Debbie Reynolds.
She got dumped eventually?
Well, yeah. She was living with her 1 minute away from her. Carrie died and she died the next day.
Right. Now, what's that got to do with it, though?
She couldn't live. Her life was all on Carrie Fisher.
Because she had become a nobody herself.
Yes, but she looked better than Carrie. She was the mother.
Right. Okay, so
you have to look better because you have to keep your looks in case you have to fuck yourself out of another problem.
Yeah, you have to keep your looks. So I watched a video of Jack Nicholson getting a Cecil B. DeMille Life Achievement Award. It happened a few years ago, and I just watched his speech. Now, he's very awkward, sort of funny, but very self-conscious. Is this typical of actors, even successful ones? Because they did so much crap to get where they are, they're awkward with people because they're kind of guilty, feel guilty or something?
Yeah.
That they're getting. There's a lot of guilt there. Now, what would a male do? Did Jack have to be screw women executive producers? Maybe there weren't any back in the 60s. Or did he screw homosexual men? Did he have to go through the same process on the casting coach?
Yep. Hmm.
Now, Zappa commented on this stuff to me. It's all these famous people said they're all jerks. Zappa was able to not be humiliated in the casting coach because he could work in the music industry autonomously. Did that alter his personality? Did that make him feel superior to everybody that he knew was going through the casting coach scenario?
The only way to explain that and say just to say yes and shut up, I'd have to go back to Gina Lola Brigida.
Yeah. She did it? Was good at She didn't have to do the coach. She was so tremendous looking. She got the gigs whether she did anything with anybody.
She was a tease. Oh, and here's another one. Sentimental Journey. Wait. Doris Day. That's it. Sentimental Journey.
Right.
Doris didn't have to either. She would just tease you to death.
So in the 50s and 60s, teasing
my dream
was...
My dreams are getting better all the time. Yeah.
Right. So back then,
you should play that. You should play that for Saturday.
No, this whole thing is a good thing to play. So you're saying the charisma that Doris Day got in the context of the 50s was because she was a tease and didn't do the casting coach. She got away with it because she had something else going for her in the 50s context.
Yeah, and Gail Robbins wouldn't put out either.
I don't know that name.
Oh, hell yes, you do.
No, are you nuts? What do you mean? Well, is that the real name? Is that Marilyn Monroe or somebody? You know, who Gail Robinson? Don't know her. You ever heard of Gail Robinson?
No. She starred in Calamity Jane. Come on,
well, when
Bob.
Was that?
Pete, say.
When was that? I didn't see that.
Well, you didn't see. You didn't see Calamity Jane.
No. When was that? 40s?
Later 40s, but yeah.
Yeah,
you
no,
young.
I never saw that.
You were young.
I wasn't young. I wasn't young. I was
22.
Whatever, 30. I was 30. 22? Okay, mm-hmm. 22. Okay, 44. Yes. Yes, I was young there. Right.
Next thing you're going to say, you don't know who Howard Keel is, for God's sake.
Howard Keel, the network.
Keel. K-E-E-L. Keel.
I don't know him. Nope, sorry. You're right. I don't know him. And I am saying it. You know Howard Keel?
He was famous for his rich baritone voice.
All right. Why is that binging?
Binging on the sixpence. It's when bling, bling,
okay.
Bling, bling,
so, how does it always end bad? If you take the life of an actress and go through the Hollywood machine, you get self-humiliated? Like, what is it that you lose?
No. Fucking isn't bad. Fucking isn't a bad thing. To do it, people fuck all the time for different reasons, for pleasure, or they do that. But we're not saying that. No, what we're saying is the keys to the kingdom can't be wrought that way. If you fuck your way into the picture, you're going to get fucked when you get there. You see? You
right.
They take a part of you. They take a part of you. Now, this is what Carolyn talks about it different. And we support Carolyn in the conversation. We don't always agree, but she would say when you get intimate with somebody, you get a part of them. See, you get insight into them. You get, like some girls are Jewish by injection.
Yeah.
Kind of like
that's because they took it from somebody.
Well,
they had sex with
Jewish
men.
We were being cheeky about that, but anyhow, it was at some point. They do it for that reason. But see, the way men folks have sex, the way women folks have sex, are very different. Meaning,
right.
For different reasons, for different conditions. So that's the same way here. If you use that as your ticket, then that's the only ticket you get to. You see, you don't get to be a matriarch.
You're giving up your power, right?
Maybe, but you're offering your power as the way.
Okay, who, Doris Day and Gina Lollobrigida, survived a little bit this process, this humiliation? Is there anybody today who has done that? And we could look as, well, she did pretty good without being humiliated or giving
Jane
up her
piece. Jane Wyatt.
Yes, you always talked about her. But that's the 50s. What about today? Lady Gaga,
no.
Did she give up stuff?
Oh, yeah, she's fucked up. She don't even know what ends up. It's bad.
You know, she was in very much pain in the documentary a few years ago. And speculated
she had
it was...
She had back surgery.
Right, but she it looked like magnesium deficiency. Was that true? Was there magnesium deficiency, and did she take our products and get solved on that point?
No, she's still messed up. She did take our products, but it's different.
She takes our products.
Yes, but it's different.
You mean it's not working? She's not allowing it to work?
Basically.
That pain she was in the movie documentary didn't seem to be back pain, but you're saying it is today back pain.
Yes.
Okay. So did we? I think we finished. So there's no anybody, any young actress who's surviving it, or do people even care less? It doesn't matter now as much. The morals, the old morals of it. Give up their power. It doesn't matter. So they're getting possessed by other means now. giving up themselves.
Yes.
What
no one.
You,
they're all in the. They're all. They're all fucking the Black Mirror.
Right. They're all distracted by the Black Mirror. What are they getting ruined by now?
Television.
Black Mirror.
Television.
Because they have to work in television. Movies aren't powerful anymore.
Yeah, movies. So who goes to the movies, Bob? Who's going to give $20 to go somewhere, drive somewhere, Uber somewhere, to go sit somewhere in a cold, hot place where germs are and the coronavirus is dripping off the walls to go sit and watch somebody's version of something? Ridiculous.
Hey, remind me of that, Kevin. We're not going to any movie theaters. She's outside.
You don't anyway.
Hey, no.
When was the last time you've been to a theater?
Avatar.
Outside. Don't count.
Yeah. What do you mean outside?
You go to
we
the
went
movie
outside.
Thing outside on the beach.
We went to a movie theater to see Avatar.
But you also go watch them outside when they have them on the beach. That's
That's okay?
That's okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Right,
that is okay, but no.
But
yeah,
we're trying to. What's wrong with television as opposed to the cinema machine, coaching machine?
No,
we have
the new machine. We've produced the new machine. No one's even watching cable anymore, Bob. We have Netflix. We have Amazon Prime. We have Amazon.
So what
Prime.
Are people? Right. So what are people doing to get ruined? Through that control of the entertainment world, through Netflix power.
Lost.
They get lost. Why do they get lost? Because it's just too many other stars, too many other shows?
No, they get sucked into this thing. They get trapped. Do you remember the movie that they had 100 years ago where the silent actors, they got captured in the cells, what duffel bag was a sketch artist, and they made sales cartoons, and then they made movies, and they got trapped in the movies. It was like a Dorian Gray thing where they get trapped in the tape, the film, the stuff that the film was
their
made
essence
out of,
got
captured.
Trapped. You mean what? Whatever.
Yeah, their essence. Their
Aboriginals
essence
won't
trapped.
Let you take their picture, their photo, and grab your soul. They believe you're talking about that.
That's
they
right.
get trapped in the medium.
Is
so what medium are they trapped in today? Beg your pardon?
Netflix.
Yes, the process of making stuff for Netflix. What is the disservice there? What's happening to them? Why does Netflix do this?
They have to provide something, so they're spending any amount of money to have people make these series. Now it's not movies. Nobody watches a movie.
Yeah.
You got to have a 10-issue series. So that people can start and stop on demand whenever they want to. And then Netflix tells you what to watch. Do you realize that you have a Netflix account, Bob?
Yes. I can go on Netflix and listen to things. Yep, watch things.
Yeah, but now guess what? It suggests things for you. How would it know to suggest things? Well, because you watched this porn channel, we have this porn channel for you.
Right.
Because we know what you will like, you see? You watch this, then we're going to know that. So it knows more than you because you don't know what to watch. You turn it on to see.
Right.
Well, that motherfucker tells you what to watch. Wait a minute.
Well, how's that ruining actresses and actors?
Because they have to present any kind of thing to have people to see or to watch.
Yes. And so
they're lost.
Their content,
You ever heard of typecasting?
Right.
Once you play that, then that's all you can be.
Right. So it's a very frustrating
Robin. Robin is always going to be a feminine.
A what?
Remember Batman and Robin? Robin is always going to be effeminate. Robin will always be put forth as effeminate.
Right, a feminist. And Batman isn't.
Correct. See, because if Robin wasn't a sissy, then it might be stronger than Batman. But it wasn't because he's a sissy. So that's the type casting that's not necessarily true or right. But once you get to there, that's why people don't want to do That's why people don't want to do a certain kind of sex acts, because if they do, then they're stuck. You know, they can't do anything else. They don't.
Right.
They don't.
Did that happen to the
anal?
That woman 20 years ago, the blonde, who was in some movie and exposed her private parts. Yeah, Sharon Stone. She got typecast like that, right?
That's right.
Sharon
that's
Stone.
Right. She never got past it. And she's not even a good activist now because nobody wants to hear what she has to say.
Right. So there's a lot of the... Is that frustrate her? Are there many people her age who got famous and then nobody cares anymore?
Yeah,
that
well, it's just saying, it's the age-old thing. You make a deal with the devil, you dark soul, and they give you eternal life and chop your arms and legs off.
Wow. So,
or the
I
story with
many...
the man who gives up everything to buy his wife combs for her beautiful hair, and she cuts off her hair to buy him a watch, and then he gets blind and can't see. So it's like, okay,
right.
I got a watch I can't see, and you got combs for hair you don't have. That kind of stuff.
I see most professions are quite frustrating. We know doctors commit suicide, actors commit suicide.
Dentists commit more suicide.
Oh, okay. The thing is, most professions are frustrated today because everything's being done so upside down and subject to tech body interference. So,
But it's made a way for Carolyn. Now Carolyn can reach the masses, and she doesn't have to even leave the house.
And she can be happy doing what she's doing because it works. So she's not frustrated like everybody else.
We want her happy.
Is our society
she's happy?
Yes. Is our society so riddled with these tech body effects that 100 years ago people could be a farmer, a shopkeeper, different small-town professions? Were they a lot happier than all these people who get well-paid but have to work many hours and frustrated and they can't stand Trump? Is there a larger frustration in the day-to-day life of little man than it was 100 years ago?
Yes. But you still had examples of, remember Nellie Olson?
No. Who was that?
Remember Little House on the Prairie?
I never saw it, but I know of the show, yes.
Yeah, Little House on the Prairie. She was the shopkeeper that ran everything, the uppity up. It had to be, everything had to go through her. Her and Nails were the richest. They had the store, and they had the fine silks, and they had this, and they had that. So that's an example in the show of how they were uppity-ups, okay? So that's the olden days were good, but she didn't want the olden days. She wanted the progressive new kind of thing, you see?
Oh, she was frustrated way back then.
Yeah. And she was ahead of everything. She was ahead of everything, but it still wasn't enough. It kept driving her. So you're asking, was it better in the olden days? And we say you still had examples like Nellie Olson, who wanted to be royalty, and she was just a shopkeeper, but she had all the money.
So the contrast of little man's life is always the same all through the millennia, no matter what the technological structure is. They are still...
It's like Biden-Bolton is off the table, like that.
That frustrates the pro-Trump people who are trying to nail Biden because he's not off the table.
No, they don't care. They've got him right where they want him. They have the lure of doubt. The allure of doubt. Because what's going to happen if Biden makes it, Bernie may beat the dog shit out of him, which is scary, but Trump don't care. He could have Bernie for lunch. He wrote the damn bill. It's not going to get him to be president, even though he wrote the damn bill. It won't help him. But if Biden makes it, they're going to say, oh, you impeach me, Donald J. Trump, because you accused me of some bullshit. You didn't charge me with it, but you say one thing, and then you don't charge me with that. You say something else, and you impeach me over it. And this motherfucker brags about taking away $1 billion deal with Ukraine so you don't investigate your son's lascivious living. He becomes the pot of the kettle that's very black.
Right. Trump's going to nail him on that stuff. He's going to be very effective in pointing this out.
He already He already is. This impeachment is done. He's in the back room when he shuts the door. He gets up in the bed mocking your Maxine Waters. And he says, come on, do a little harder. Impeach 45. Impeach 45. Impeach 45. It's hysterical. Because how else can you go to a rally and say, y'all got a good president. He's a real good president. Look, this got such a good president. Now they're trying to impeach the son of a bitch. He gets to call himself a son of a bitch on the TV with the LSU Fighting Tigers with LSU, and everybody gets a good chuckle out of it. When does that happen? When you get to call yourself in the third person as a son of a bitch, and everybody gets a good laugh out of it.
Sounds like me. That sounds like me.
Yeah, imagine
Bob,
that.
Bob in the White House.
Imagine
Hopes.
That.
Bob in the White House. Okay.
Hey, let me.
There comes
Carol. Let me throw this in. About the Hollywood scene, Ion.
Yeah.
Do you want to move, Bob?
It's great. Perfect.
So the question is Bob's topic about Hollywood. I've observed that so many of the so-called actors now are sons and daughters of actors. So are they becoming so self, what do you call it?
Absorbed.
Incestuous.
Yeah.
Are they becoming
kinda
so incestuous that they're actually killing themselves off?
They don't get it. They don't get it. So that's all they know. So they have to work it this way. See, they don't have any other outlet. They don't have any choice. They can't just go be normal streetcar conductor.
Right.
And they can't get on drugs and go piss in somebody's yard like everybody else in California. They can't do that. So they have to make a living somehow, because even Debbie Reynolds' money is running out somewhere, you see, after a while. Or don't forget Jane Wyman, too. Jane Wyman, Falcon Crest. She's a good one, too.
So it becomes a so-called profession that's just, incestuous is the best word. And nepotism, right? So that nobody else can get in. Nobody else has entree.
Because good. That's great. Because then you got Ricky Gervais. Then you got Ricky.
Yeah.
Ricky Gervais comes up here and says, "You stupid fucking idiot people, come up here, get your award, tell them how much you love God, and go sit the fuck down, because you're not qualified to know anything." You don't have an opinion about anything. You don't know what the whole world is about. Your world, that you have no interaction in the world that you're prescribing of how things are supposed to purportedly be. So you're so far out of it. It's that Carol Channing, so far removed from the little people that you would have no interaction, you see.
Right.
Gloria Swanson. Gloria Swanson. Sweet Gloria Swanson. She's so wonderful. Those were the good old days. Gloria Swanson.
Ion's running down his heroes and heroines. Mostly heroines. Those were the days. But no more. They've all tech-bodied themselves to death. Uh-oh, Bob says no. Look, Bob. Oh, here comes Bob.
He's saying Gloria Swanson was an idiot loser, too.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I said it was good. She was better.
Oh. Yeah, so Bob, he's eating leftovers in the kitchen. So he came over and said, but Ion, you've said that Gloria Swanson is an idiot as well, or was an idiot.
Well, she was, but she was so removed, you see. Who made $20,000 a week? Yeah, who else makes $20,000 a week in the 20s?
Nah. Wow. Yeah.
That's Rockefeller-ish.
Right. That was just a sidebar.
Yeah, so they're removed. They're not understanding the daily life. So, so what was your point, Carol, that nepotism...
And they're just in this little circus,
circuit,
playing for each other. They have no audience anymore.
Uh-huh. It's like Deborah Messing. What is she otherwise? So now they want to become something. Yeah, she was on Will and Grace.
Yes. Oh, she got mad at Trump. Right. She,
right. Then they get this little 50 cents worth of bullshit. Then they start trying to run something. Now, to be fair, Trump don't know what he's doing either. So that's fair. He don't have a clue. He just rolls with it. Goes with whatever you say, Bob, and does it. And it works. And so he's like, winning. You know, it's kind of like your Charlie Sheen business. Winning. How ridiculous is that? That's not Dobbstown 101. It doesn't get better than that.
Right. So, but Deborah, she got a flash of telling people what's up. And now she's nowhere? Is that what happened? And nobody paid attention to her?
Now nobody wants her.
Does she notice that? Is she regretting what she said?
Well, she's not on TV, and she's not invited to the right parties, and she's not making any progress with anything. So, yeah, she's starting to catch on that she's messed up.
Well, would that make her suicidal? Would that really upset her?
No, or will it makes her be a Jane Fonda, and she goes to Washington every week and gets arrested on Friday to get attention because Frankie doesn't think that she's doing very good.
Yeah, you're talking about the TV.
Should have been Tumlin.
So
it's just Tumlin.
But she doesn't get invited.
But now, as far as Bulldogs, and she's a nice Bulldog, though. If you're going to get a Bulldog, she's a good one. That one.
If she would make a good Bulldike, is what you're saying.
No, Lily Tomlin would make a good Bulldike.
She's not one. No, I think she's a lesbian. Yeah, she.
No, she's a real lesbian. Right. Yeah, she's a real lesbian.
Way back.
Way back.
So you're saying Deborah's not massing is not invited to parties, but the Hollywood parties, they don't like Trump. So what's going on there? Or is there a shift in Hollywood they should?
No, they're under, it's like saying Trump's name in Canada. A lot of people in Canada adore Trump, but they can't say anything. Oh, we can't talk about it. Oh, no, we don't say that.
Right.
Don't say that here. We got, you know. That.
Oh, so in Hollywood they adore Trump, but they don't talk about it. But.
No. Well, they're getting gigs.
Right.
And certain ones are getting the gigs and others aren't.
Yeah, because the ones aren't too loudmouthed. So the Hollywood, you screwed up, massing. We can't be associated with the Trump and Trump world. So you're not coming.
He thinks thou dost and have protested too much.
Yeah, but it's because they don't know anything. They're in a sheltered world that they think it's very cool to yell at Trump.
Okay, good luck with that. But then when you discover what happened, and then all of a sudden you're having a different conversation. Oh,
right. Now I read Trump's tweets, and he occasionally shows footage of his rallies. It is quite astounding to me the cheering for him. It's like the majority of America loves Trump, regardless of what Wolf Blitzer and CNN's doing. Is that
the fact? Of course they do. Of course they do, because nobody's watching Wolf Blitzer.
Right.
But the
average citizen out there knows there's more money, knows Trump did something pretty special.
Sure.
Right?
And is doing that thing. Yeah, they do. They sure do.
So has there been anybody cheered for like he's been? And when? When did that ever happen before?
Ike. I like Ike.
Oh, he had. But he didn't go around doing rallies. He didn't have to. Right?
No. No, no, no. And then you remember the Roosevelt did the train where he'd ride the train. He'd ride the train to your city. He'd come by. But you could have a crowd, but it didn't matter. So that wasn't the point. The point was the president come by. So in those days, see, you had to, it's like the queen's coming to dinner. You got to show up. If the queen's coming to dinner, you got to arrive.
Right.
You know, that's
so this is new then, what Trump's evoking. It's a new expression towards the president.
And that's why Schumer and Shifty Shift and all them, they're having a nervous breakdown because people are responding to it. And you're not supposed to watch that. Don't watch that. You're not supposed to see that. Get away from that. Don't you do that. Don't you know? Do you know what's going to happen if you do that? You're going to keep on. Y'all going to elect him again. We're going to lose our money checks. And then what are you going to do? Well, this is a fine mess you've got us into now, Holly.
So the frustration among the anti-Trumpers is incredible right now. and they are making stupid mistakes. Like,